You can hear me clearly, can you? The technology does
work. I can.
Work.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, absolutely perfectly.
Yes.
The technology
Happy
works
days.
Sometimes. Happy days and welcome. Listen
Thank
to
you.
Where have you come from? You're like an angel.
I've always been here.
It's like you've suddenly descended upon us. It's unbelievable. Listen, the first thing I have to say to you is the success of N17 is phenomenal. When you think about, it is, because, you know, we all, those of us of a certain age, we all remember this the first time out with Mr. Board and Mr. Carton of the Saw Doctors. But getting together with the OT Concert Orchestra, Gavin Murphy arranging it, and Damien Chanel doing the production. How did it happen, Tolly? What happened? Were you gigging somewhere and someone said, that's the person we want? How did it all come about?
So, like, I suppose I've been working with Donal Scannell for a bit, you know. He does Ireland in Music,
yes.
Made in Music. Yeah, so he's the one that does that, and he's also doing the Tradfest. So that's, like, the connection that I, like, know him from.
Yeah.
And then I think one of his relatives, Susan Scannell, is probably the one that pitched me forward for to sing N17 with the orchestra. So that's how I was contacted in. But, like, everything was just done through WhatsApp and, you know, them saying, yeah, definitely, cool, let's have her. And then me speaking to Gavin Murphy, who was the one that arranged the orchestra piece.
Yeah.
And literally, like, these were, like, files sent on WhatsApp, and then me recording on my phone and sending it back to him and saying, does this sound good to you?
Yeah, for sure.
And then just, like, learning the lyrics over again. Because, like, you know, when you hear songs like N17, like the way the Saw Doctors did it, which is so phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get the lyrics. Like, I actually bawled. I cried when I,
Did
like,
you?
When I was reading the lyrics over myself, because I was just like, wow, this is, like, so prominent to the times and, like, how I'm feeling.
Yes.
So it was really easy to kind of, like, tap into that.
And how people who are away are feeling about not being able to come home. It's that that whole nostalgia thing. Because the it is so... Do you know what's amazing about it? We all know the song, because anybody who ever listens to an Irish piece of music will know N17, it's 100 years old. But when you hear it done the way you have recorded it, it takes on a warmth. Well, your voice, you've an amazing voice. Are you singing since you were a little girl?
I have been singing since I've been young,
yeah.
Pulled into the choir by my uncle.
Oh, were you? Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Right. Did you get to stand out front of the choir? Were you always in the choir?
It's been an interesting journey. I think once I started getting comfortable with the idea of leading, I took the position without question, but, like, I was pushed more so to do it, which was uncomfortable at first.
Of course.
But, like, I mean, this is me at, like, 8 years old, and then, like, 15 and 16, I'm, like, leading a choir.
How fantastic is that? I can ask, what age are you now?
I am 24.
You're 24. And world domination awaits.
World domination awaits. Oh, that's so scary.
Well, but the thing is, it is amazing, because the success, we're all playing this song. I mean, everyone who knows that, who likes music, anybody who has an interest, we're all playing it because it's poignant, yes, but it's also beautifully put together. Do you know? All the elements came together as one, which is a very special moment, you know? Very special moment.
Yeah. Getting the approval from the Saw Doctors was just the tick that I needed, really. So
yes.
I was really grateful for them for that.
They must be very pleased as well, for obvious reasons. They're probably saying, we have a few more you might like to try.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. You betcha. Now, I want to play another track because we had because I'm going to play N17, obviously, but you have other tracks as well. The Greatest Gift. Where did that song come from?
Yes. So Delush, Ender Gallery is his name.
Yeah.
He's the one that wrote the song, and I'm actually signed with their label based in Berlin at the moment. And basically it came about as a dream, like the way he wrote the song or how the song was manifested to him.
Yeah.
And he was looking for a singer for quite some time. I think he had the song for like 2 years or something. And then he found me, and
He found you.
I can't even explain most of these things that do happen to me. They just do happen.
Well, firstly, that's happenstance. It's a very good thing. But the other thing is, were you wandering in the Midlands somewhere? And how did he find you? There must have been somebody knew somebody.
Yes, shout out to John Barker from 98 FM. Mm. So he's the one. So Ender had contacted John. And previously that, at the beginning of that year, I was doing Ones to Watch for Whelans.
Yes.
So I had done my first interview actually with John.
Yes.
And so from there, that's where the connection came about when I was, when Ender was given the list of names.
And it's how you build and build on that, you see. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the talent is there, obviously. So that's, you know. Is it true you're in Clare at the moment?
I am at the moment. I'm doing a songwriting session with Ender, writing an album for myself.
Could you? Well, listen, we'll come back and talk about that in a second. This is The Greatest Gift. We want to give The Greatest Gift a little play as well.
Greatest gift.
There it is, the greatest gift from Tolu McKay, who I'm talking with at the moment, and this great success that's happened. The other thing, of course, is you're down there writing your album, which presumably you're hoping to bring out when springtime or later in the year. Is there a plan or a timeline or anything?
There's no timeline, but I'm hoping, with what I have in mind, I'm hoping for towards the end of the year. But because it's like an album is like a body of work, I really want to give it as much detail and as much attention as possible.
Sure.
And because we don't know how like the whole year is going to pan out, it may take like another few months next year for it to be solidified and put together,
sure,
which I'm totally okay with. And I don't want to like say a date and like have people expecting and be disappointed.
Of course.
So yeah, I'd prefer to let the work kind of just do
naturally
its,
enough.
Do
absolutely.
What it needs.
Yeah. And listen, how do your family feel about all this? Because you were saying your uncle got you into the choir, is that right?
Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, growing up in Tullamore and with the small church that we had set up, it was a Pentecostal church. So, yeah, there wasn't many people in it, so it was like quite family orientated. So yeah, my uncle was like, yeah, you're in the choir now, and I was like, oh, I don't know what to think. From there I started getting more comfortable with my voice because I didn't really like it. Funny to say that now, but like it took a while to get confident. And I think from the age 13-14 when I went back to Tullamore College, then I started doing competitions.
Yeah.
Then I won like Midlands Got Talent and then some other stuff, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Did you get any training in your voice?
No, but I remember like I did like a week while I was doing the Midlands Got Talent in 2013.
Yeah.
With a vocal coach just for a week.
Okay.
Just so that I could, because the competition was very tough. You know, the way like all these huge talent competitions work where you have to go week by week by week.
Of course, and it's
it was like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, yeah. But it was really interesting. It was a nice experience.
And how did it go in the end?
I won.
Oh, yes, I was waiting to hear "I won." We knew that, of course, naturally. We just wanted you to say it. Listen, the other thing is you now have dates because you're playing at the Grand Social on the 28th of May, which is amazing because we're all optimistically hoping we're all going to be able to go back to events and concerts and all the rest of it. There's three dates, June 4th and 5th. Two of the dates are sold out. How does that make you feel? Because we're all so excited to go back to live events and optimistically we'll be able to be there. How do you feel about that event?
Oh, I'm very excited. Like, I've had a dream about what I would like my headline to look like since 2018. Like, when I had the dream, I was telling my friend about it. I was like, this needs to happen. So I'm so happy to have a team to be able to bring that into, you know, to real life. And yeah, the dates are sold out. And with the way the whole pandemic has been, I haven't performed to a live audience in so long that I'm craving, like I really just need it for my sanity. So I'm really excited, as much as everyone is. So yeah, once it happens, I just know it's gonna, like, I'll be crying, the audience will be crying. It's just gonna be a really magical experience for us all.
And listen, I mentioned family earlier on, Tolu. Have your brothers and sisters and stuff? And if you have, will they all be able to congregate in there, and your family, your full family?
Oh, the full family, I wish, because most of my family is in Nigeria.
Oh.
But the ones that are here, yeah, definitely. Of course, I'll drag them along. What are you doing on that day? You're coming.
Of course, it'll be very, very special. Listen, there's another song on this EP. I just want to play a little bit of Wild Tang. A very lyric.
Ooh.
Wild Tang, yeah. Have a listen to this.
Be who you wanna be.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need to live the life they say you should live.
Do this, do that, put your head back. Put it up now, better sit those edges down.
So tired of pressure from society. From now I say,
live your life and be your free self.
Live
tide that flies out. Head to the sun that shines so bright. You gotta beat the bright light that ignites you. Don't let go of who you wanna be. Don't slow down for the ones that cannot see who you are. Ain't believing in your dreams, your life, your mind, the color of your skin. Wow. From now I say,
live your life.
With Tolu, that's wild tying. Who wrote that? Who was responsible for that song?
I wrote that. Good. So the entire EP I wrote, and I think one or two songs I wrote with a friend of mine. I do like write most of my stuff anyways, but then, you know, it's good to have friends that are really good with words to help you, you know, write down words that are really good and meaningful.
Yeah,
that everyone can connect with.
But the music's very good. What is your music? Or like, what is the music that you love? If you have your iPod in front of you and you decide I'm on Spotify, who do you listen to? What sort of music do you listen to?
Oh, I listen to an array of musicians, from gospel to the likes of Alicia Keys to Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, Jasmine Sullivan, to the likes of like hip-hop, rap music, Stormzy, back here in Ireland, Emma Langford with Bird Song. You know, like my array of songs are just, I love music.
Good for you.
And I think the amazing thing about music is it doesn't matter what genre it is, as long as it's good.
As long as it's good, I know. I'm stick Renee Fleming's name in there and give her a listen. And a woman called Morella Franey, they're opera singers, but listen to the voices. Stunning. You'll be astonished by the way some of these people can sing that you might not have come across before. Just an idea, just for the heck of it. Why not? Now, okay, well, listen, we're going to play, and we're going to finish up on N17. I've got me trousers pressed and a clean shirt all set for the grand social in Maytown, and I hope we're able to go and see you. I hope we can go and see you, because it is...
Oh, you will, don't worry.
Yeah.
Come hell or high waters, there will be dates. Even if that one's cancelled, there will be more dates.
Of course there will. Well, congratulations on the most wonderful piece of music, because everyone is talking about it and everyone is enjoying the sound of it. Tolu, you're an absolute joy, and thank you. Thank you for talking to us today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank
I
you
hope.
So much.
Take care,
yes,
Tolu.
Definitely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Take care. That's Tolu McKay, and just a reminder again, it's N17. You know the song, The Saw Doctors, the RTE Concert Orchestra in there, Gavin Murphy arranging it, and Damien Chanel doing the production bits and bobs here, because he's so good at it. And this is the great Tolu McKay, a star indeed.
Christian Brothers School, so I waved it goodbye with a wistful smile, and I left the girls of June. And sometimes when I'm reminiscing, I see the prefabs and my old friends, and I know that they'll be changed or gone by the time I get home. Thank you.
There's no one to talk to in transit, so I sit there and daydream in vain. And behind all these muddled up problems of living on a foreign soil, I can still see the twist and turns on the road from the square to the town of the tribes. And I wish I was on the N17 stone walls and the grass is green. I wish I was on the N17 stone walls and the grass is green.
Oh, what a talent, Tullamore McKay. And N17, it gives a whole new emotion, a whole new emotion to the song, says Billy. She should give Clare Ireland where the Saw Doctors a go as well. What a promising career, that's for sure. Love your interview with Tullu. As my daughter Julie just said to me, she's lovely generally and wonderful. That's it. We're back with you on the morrow. Keep the faith, and we'll talk to you then.